trouble at the U.S. Capitol leads off today's show. Yesterday, lawmakers from the House of Representatives and the Senate met to formally count the Electoral College votes from November's presidential election. While that process was playing out, thousands of people gathered in Washington, D.C. to rally in support of U.S. President Donald Trump, who addressed the crowd on Wednesday afternoon. Afterward, demonstrators marched to the Capitol building, and some of them began pushing back police. Then a group of protesters, characterized as a mob by witnesses, breached the barrier outside the Capitol and forced their way into the building. It was put on lockdown. Vice President Mike Pence, who was there for the vote count, was evacuated, along with House and Senate leaders. Lawmakers were told to shelter in place. Some parts of the Capitol building, including the office of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, were damaged. Gunshots were fired at one point, and officials said a woman had died, though there weren't a lot of details on that last night. A little after 2:30 in the afternoon, President Trump sent out a tweet telling people to support law enforcement and stay peaceful. He sent a similar tweet a little more than half an hour later, but current and former politicians, Republicans and Democrats, pressured the president to do more to encourage an end to the situation. At around 4:15, he spoke in a video disputing the results of the election again, but also telling his supporters at the Capitol that law and order were necessary and that it was time for them to go home in peace. Law enforcement workers continued clearing out the Capitol, and as the sun went down Wednesday evening, a Capitol official said the building had been secured. President-elect Joe Biden, along with dozens of American and international politicians, said they were deeply troubled by yesterday's events, and lawmakers there then got back to work trying to decide how to move forward on the electoral vote count.